Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Wednesday, November the 17th. It's National Butter Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart's Dairy. There's a wicked rumor going around about their new butter. I'm not going to spread it. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, a bit of a gray and wet Wednesday. Currently 8 degrees, working our way up to a high of 14 today. Rain looks like it's coming later this afternoon, into the evening, and more of the same for tomorrow. And today's random shout-out is to the incredible butter substitute, margarine. And you know, a tub of margarine fell on my foot 3 weeks ago, and it still hurts. I can't believe it's not better.
This is where we are, right?
Same writing.
It makes your stomach churn, doesn't it?
Well, yesterday was National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. The day before was Where's All the Tupperware Day? And you better believe this is a better day. You know, there are fewer ingredients that make a meal richer and more flavorful than butter. National Butter Day gives this creamy ingredient and those who make it a pat on the back. I got some butter today from my friend's cow. I know that's believable, but anyway, it tasted just like my own. It was my butter from another udder. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that joke about butter took so long. I was thinking about shortening it. But there is a good quote for today. We will quote Julia Child, who said, "With enough butter, anything is good." She's not wrong.
Except your arteries.
Oh, gosh. It's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Closest thing I could find was Hot Knife by Fiona Apple.
Ooh, I didn't know that one. The song that kept going in my head, and to be honest, I was thinking about it this morning. He's like, picked the song the night before, but you know, life.
Yeah.
But remember that commercial? There was a butter commercial back in the day.
Yellow.
Right, Mellow Yellow. It just keeps. Now, mind you, that song is about something else. Do not Google what it is really about.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to use the license of the commercial, the butter commercial, and we're going to go with Mellow Yellow by Donovan. Again, do not Google what the song is really about. Please do not Google. Don't even read the lyrics too closely.
What does it do with Donald Trump?
My God. But honestly, isn't that what you think about? Like, all I can hear is that song in my head when I think of those butter commercials. So we're going to go with Mellow Yellow today by Donovan. But like I said, do not.
No deep dive into the lyrics today.
No deep dive into the lyrics today.
Gosh.
It's a nostalgic, you know, nostalgic feel, so.
Did any of you ever enjoy, well, I don't know if anybody really enjoyed it, but squeezable butter?
Squeezable butter?
Can't believe it's not food.
Oh, it's not food.
It can't, because butter is supposed to solidify. That's literally the fats.
Oh, yeah.
Turn solid. So squeezable butter ain't really butter. What is that?
It is a horrible bread wetting device.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Seriously, you're a bread wetter?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, here's where we're at, of course. The only way into this is for Ventures with Venturo. Hey, Venturo, yesterday I did find and download the Where's the Humor app and played it with the show, but it crashed. So. What have you got for us today?
It's Wednesday, and as usual, you know I'm covering a book. So today's book is A Short Guide to a Happy Life by Anna Finland, right? Do you guys have any personal tips for what you think we should all do for a happy life? Anything that jumps out at you before I give you a quick summary?
Live, love, and laugh. There we go.
Keep life, yep. Keep it simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking
yeah.
about the joy of giving.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are touching on some of the key points from the book. I'll just highlight a couple for you. The first one is show up, listen, and try to laugh in whatever you do. Next one is you cannot be really good at your work if your work is all you are. Get a life, a real life, not a manic pursuit of the next promotion. Turn off your cell phone. Keep still. Be present. All of us want to do well, but if you do not do good, then doing well will never be enough. And this one really stood out to me. Knowledge of your own mortality is the greatest gift God gives us. It is so easy to exist rather than live, unless you know the clock is ticking. And as I said to Tamik yesterday, listen, just be happy and enjoy what you have, because you will be dead much longer than you're alive.
This is it.
Whoa.
That's it.
I remind myself of that every day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's deeper than we usually go here. But hey, a great grounding moment.
I don't quite know what to do with that.
You're not actually supposed to be wise, guys.
Yes, Ventura, putting the S in wise guys.
That's supposed to take it literally.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, let's maybe get to this week's edition of The Sizzler, where our own Vice Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. Matt, how you doing today?
I'm feeling so good that I have to sit on my hands to stop myself from clapping.
yeah, that's one way of getting the clap. Today, you will earn valuable Zeller's Restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. And remember, a bonus dollar is earned each time you get Ventura to laugh out loud. We have a $3 carryover today. I have a list of questions about butter brought to you by pancakes. I usually butter my skillet before we eat pancakes because it cooks better. Does. All right, question number one. Back in the olden days of the 16th century, what was butter used for in the Tower of Rouen Cathedral? Matt Schulman.
The cathedral's archbishop was a portly fella, too much sacramental wine perhaps, and would often become lodged in the narrow doorways. Trying to protect his self-image, his staff would grease the doorposts with butter so that the archbishop could move freely throughout the tower.
A narrative gets you five. Well done. Greasing the eels. Vice Principal Botnick.
Well, we all know that the tower was used for the earliest experimentation on the laws of gravity. Because you know that cats have a low center of gravity that allows them to always land on their paws. And that buttered toast always lands buttered side down. So what they used to do is try to figure out what would happen if you strapped a buttered piece of bread to the back of a cat. Or even just butter the cat, and then they would toss it from the cathedral. I don't want to spoil it, but you guys can sort that business out for yourselves just to see what happens.
Does it just hover at the end?
See, it's one of life's sweet mysteries.
All right, Jerry, when I get home, we're trying something. $6 for a great science experiment and suggestion, sir. Well done. It had something to do with burning butter instead of oil, but that just... rank. Okay, fast forward to the 1860s. Butter had become so in demand in France that Emperor Napoleon III offered a prize money for what? Vice Principal Botnick.
So, given the ostentatious nature of the French court, the Emperor was looking for a butter slide. And if nothing else, Napoleon was a fair ruler who would ensure that everyone in the court had a churn.
Very punny, sir, for $4. Excellent. And good use of Napoleon for a bonus dollar. And Ventura laugh, another dollar. Matt Schulman.
Well, it has to do with the churn, but in a slightly different way. So they were looking for a better, cheaper way to make butter. And the invention was a new way to churn using a cow's ulna. And the resulting butter was called Napoleon Bony Parts.
First treat ever.
$5 and a dollar because Rohini's out of breath. Oh, goodness. It's narrative day here on The Wise Guys and Girl. Let's get to question number three. There have been many sculptures made of butter. What famous movie actors were commemorated as a butter sculpture? Matt Shulman.
I wasn't sure if the question was asking. There's too many apostrophes. I don't know if you're talking about the movie or the actor. So it's the movie with Brad Pitt.
Oh, $3. Very current, too. Plus a dollar. Vice Principal Botnick.
I'm going to go back a ways. The only one I could think of was the famous French-Canadian actor of Perry Mason and Ironside fame, Raymond Burr.
Oh, hey, good tie back to French.
Bring it out.
Sir. Très bien. All right. Well done, gentlemen. 3, 14, 16, 27, 28, $35. An excellent showing. Well done. And you know, it just shows that if all kinds of margarine and spreads disappeared from the world, it would be a butter place, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right. It is Wednesday. Time for Wednesday's word.
Well, of course, Wednesday's word is margarine, as in, of course, the best bakers use real butter because there is no margarine for error.
Definite head scratcher today. Well done, everybody. Well, that is it for us. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us or not today. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.